As we boldly step into this brand new year, many of us carry the hope and our deepest commitment to make our life incredibly meaningful. You want to thrive in ways that you have never before. And so here, to open the space for all that you are willing to co-create, begin with all that you already are. Use your innate goodness to wield more, to rediscover your personal power, your dignity, your honor to yourself, to uphold the values that will allow you to live of your inherent goodness, and to teach others as you lead by example, and as you walk the planet knowing that you are far more incredible and amazing than you have ever known. This time, this year, your life begins with the wisdom of your heart for all good. The Wisdom Podcast is birthed out of the Wisdom Blog, a digital healing hub of inspired consciousness, sacred and practical wisdom, and the divine teachings of authentic power, living one's truth, and spiritual, or as we call it, unconditional love. Many of the topics that we cover arise out of my work with clients who have chosen to live their life from a place of self-honesty and truth. And in doing so, they quite naturally begin the journey inward, recognizing their authentic self, their capacity for being love, and choosing to live as their highest self. Each episode offers divinely inspired teachings and insight that will show you how to live consciously aware, to access your inner wisdom, and to help you make the best choices for living an infinite potential. My goal and highest intention in sharing this podcast is for you to heal, to feel wholeness, and to know that you are deserving and worthy and of great love, and to be this love in the world and for the rest of your life. Join me for consciously inspired truth and new thought paradigms for living an infinitely abundant and love-filled life here and now. In this week's episode, I share a message of empowerment, of how you may use all of what you already are for good. Think about the free will choice that you hold with every decision that you make. It's a choice to set yourself on a path that allows for a next level state of perfection. Perfection as meant by living as your truth, in kind and deliberate ways, and of your highest self, that being the non-physical aspects of you that are pure love. In the decisions that you make each day, how many are made with conscious and deliberate choosing based on what you know is right and best for you? Often we navigate our world by reacting to what happens. Here, I am suggesting that you instead choose more from a place of inner knowing and wisdom that feels right and authentic for you. You do this because you will feel an inner state of contentment, peace, and happiness whenever you follow your inner wisdom. This wisdom is often a feeling, a knowing, rather than something that you may analyze. And it certainly is not derived of your ego mind. Living your authentic goodness is about living with honor of what you know to be sacred and true for yourself. It's about making your life a succession of clear and right decisions that are aligned with truth. Truth in what you know to be best and right for you. And to consider that for whatever religious and spiritual beliefs you hold, there is only one right path. You know right from wrong. This is arguably inherent to your innate capacity to live a life of freedom, of happiness, and abundance. All of the most important and desired life experiences are derived from living congruent with your innate goodness. Innate because this is what we are at our core. We only have to realize this and return to a life of distinct choices and actions based on our ability to be and live of this goodness. When you live of your truth, that means being honest with yourself and with what you know is right. Right may not always be easy. It may not always be the most fun or exciting choice or what you would like to do. But right is always the most honorable and best decision for the path that you need to be on. And once you have made a decision that is right and best for you, have you noticed that the path always seems to have a way of presenting you with all that you need? Witness the truth that is forever a part of you. It is not separate nor different from the perfect wonder of your heart. Your truth and living in honor of what you know to be right and best for you is the simple path to freedom and liberation, abundance and happiness. Because to live in honor of what is right and best for you, you create a path and a life that is fulfilling, that is meaningful, and that allows you to feel wholeness, engaged with life, with yourself, and in appreciation of all that you are and all that you are able to do. As you pursue a path that is meaningful and important, you are free. Free by means of what you have chosen. Free to create, to be inspired. Free to help others and to use your abilities for good in the world. This always translates into payment, to receive money and abundance in various forms for what you do and in being of service in the world. And of course, you must also decide that you want this. Everything lies in your free will choice. It is in making what you honor and stand for of your own sacred path, and to feel the integrity of your words spoken in the greater presence of light. As a spiritual and also a practical teaching, I encourage you to consider in this week and beyond, perhaps as you think about what goals and intentions will allow for new thoughts and behaviors, and to be of your presence. To step up your game, to next level your decision to use your life for good, and what more this means. To be an even greater honor of who you are, to think about how your words and actions can make a difference in the simplest of ways, and how what you say can impact yourself and others most deliberately. When you hold intention, that is, a determination and resolve, to be kind, to be generous of spirit in how you treat another. For example, in what your responses are to what others say and do is something that you control. You decide how you will wield your power for good. You decide how you will be loving, in the name of your goodness and self-honesty, for what you surrender to, for what you uphold as you witness greater freedom within yourself to be of love, this is the right and formidable action. You have this ability to aid in the journey of others into light and to encourage and support others in their greatness. And as they are of their light. You can be struggling with something and see that you have the power to help another. You can witness your greatness as in that moment to be in support of another, to help raise up another through your kindness, your generosity, and the words and actions that spread love and goodness. As you begin this, see that this inner light that you hold is also the light that shines brightly as you witness your eternal goodness. How incredible is that? So here's your challenge for this coming week, and perhaps it will be one new practice that you continue for the rest of your life, because it is so remarkable and healing for you and for those you touch with this gift. Look for opportunities in which you can be loving kindness, where you can lift someone's spirit through words and the positive actions that support and inspire and encourage. And because you can do this, because in doing this for another, you are also giving to yourself this exchange of energy, this same experience, this ascension into a higher energetic vibration, what is felt as kindness and love. So the next time that you are interacting with someone and are witness to their struggles, feel the inspiration that comes from your goodness, from your intention to be kind, nurturing, caring, loving, and to live from your light. This is how you live as goodness. This is how you use your good to inspire and uplift others, and to feel inner peace, wonderment, and a state of love felt from within. Something that we might all pay greater attention to is how we think of ourselves, our lives centered around our thoughts and behaviors that unfold from what we tell ourselves and believe. Challenge yourself to step beyond the thoughts of your mind, to notice others, to say hello, to smile, to wave, to ask questions, to engage meaningfully, to give your full attention, to offer kind words, to hold presence as you are in their company. To hone the skills of seeing beyond yourself means that you hold the capacity to be of kindness towards another, to give them your attention and to be present as they speak. This is how we hold the space for another to be. As you do this, notice the reciprocal effect, the impact of love and kindness received, and the feeling that this gives you. Not because another is grateful, although they may certainly be, but because you feel the instant effect of your love spread willingly in kind words and generous action, in and of your own being. And here's a practical tool to consider. Track this habit of spreading love, kindness, and joy intentionally, and watch and see how it is infectious and contagious. And I use those words specifically in the ways that honor your nature and ability to be of love. Hold yourself open to this. Maintain this even when others are unable to do the same. This is how you may walk the planet in light, in the wisdom of your heart to be of service, to light the path for others that they may also do this. Hold liberation to this sacred practice, reminding you of your power, your goodness, your ability to be love in action, here and now. Think of it like this: you are spreading kindness and love, or you are not. There is much that is already changing in our world, and for the better. This is how you become next level in being all that you can be, of walking the talk, and of being the change in the world that you seek. I wish for you the most incredible year of your life. If you enjoyed this episode, if you found it to be inspiring and of help, please share it with another as you begin your acts of goodness and kindness shared openly. And if you would like my help as you live of your truth and your goodness, and to know how to access your inner wisdom in all moments, please let me help. I would also love for you to subscribe to this podcast and to join me here and every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a new episode. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dorothy. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe and share your feedback on this or any episode with me. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you'll find the wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives, which are an extensive library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, and best therapeutic practices for your whole being, and to nourish and heal your life, plus many other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. Thank you. This is Dorothy.